boot it into the lane. Low snap, picks it off the dirt, and blocked! It's blocked!
Time now for the two-minute drill. 120 seconds to improving your business or day-to-day life. Here's your host, national sportscaster and salesperson of the year, motivational speaker, and radio station general manager, Dave Tester.
None of those titles came without risk, whether it was the first time I found a way to interview Garth Brooks by using a javelin, leaving a lifelong career of television broadcasting to becoming a top-performing account executive, or leaving the comfort of my home for close to a decade to take over a struggling radio group in Montana. Risk was the key. I've enclosed two simple props for this session. One is a keychain you can use or give to your staff to remind them to take a risk or at least a chance every day in business or in life. And the other is a picture of a boat, which I encourage you to put in your car on the office door. I don't preach, but I think the Bible is a great sales manual. Look up Matthew 14, verse 29. It's about Peter walking on water and taking a chance with the coaching of Jesus. My guest today is Pastor Vern Streeter, who sums up that moment and, more importantly, puts it this way. Are you happy being comfortable? Or are you ready to take a risk? Bill Eilert, who brought the Continental Basketball Association back to life after Isaiah Thomas bankrupted the CBA, says you lead off from first base and eventually you get to the point in life where you're halfway to second and now you can't go back. If you get to second, you're in scoring position, and if you're thrown out, you might have to start all over again, but you have to steal second base to get home. From the book The Servant, author James C. Hunter says, of 100 people surveyed over the age of 90, asked if they had to do it all over again, what would they do differently? The top three answers were risk more, reflect more, and leave a legacy. Pastor Streeter leaves us with this thought as you look at your boat today.
What would you choose, the water or the boat? Because the boat is safe and it's secure, and my goodness, it's floating. But the water is rough and the waves are high and the wind is strong. And if you get out of your boat, whatever your boat might be, there's a good chance that you might sink. But if you don't get out of the boat, there's a guaranteed certainty that you will never walk on the water. This is an immutable law of nature. If you want to walk on the water, you got to get out of the boat.
So what is the boat? Leaving your business, starting a new company, buying real estate, or just trying something new like coming home each day 30 minutes earlier? Take a chance. Take a risk and get out of the boat. I'm Dave Tester with the 2-Minute Drill.